Good day to you. Here are my three things in Isaiah chapter 40. And my three things really are summarized in three words: comfort, prepare, and compare. As God has left off with news to Hezekiah that Judah will be taken into exile into Babylon, not during his lifetime, but later on, this news is on the minds and hearts of God's people. It is coming. And now, as beginning what was called the second half of Isaiah, we hear number one, we hear comfort. These words are the first part of this chapter is often read during the season of Advent as we're preparing for Jesus. And the first two verses speak of comfort. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call out to her. Her warfare really is over. Her guilt is fully paid for. Yes, she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The Lord, even though he says this is going to happen, the Lord has a message of comfort. Comfort in his coming, comfort in his grace and mercy. And he says to speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Speak upon the heart, literally. Tell it wonderful things. The guilt is fully paid for. And all that is fulfilled in Jesus, the promised Savior, who brings with him comfort, ultimate comfort of forgiveness of sins. And yet before that Savior comes, number two, there must be preparation. So number two, prepare. A voice is calling out in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord, Isaiah says. The Gospels attribute this ultimate fulfillment in John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus. He got the people ready like a herald, getting the people ready for their king who is coming. Prepare them with a message of the king's arrival and what to expect and to get them ready. Here is your God, verse 9, he says, as he prepares the way. And that's what John the Baptist did. John prepared the way for Jesus. And eventually he pointed to Jesus, saying, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that God would come with strength and his arm is ruling for him. Look, his reward is with him, God says in verse 10. So that's my number two. And then finally, number three, the back half of the chapter really comes down to the word compare. When you look at verse 25, to whom can you compare me as if we were equals, says the Holy One. The rest of this chapter talks about how can we compare anything to God. God is beyond us. God is all powerful. Just look at 28 and the rest of the chapter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and he will not become weary. No one can find a limit to his understanding. He is the one who gives strength to the weak, and he increases the strength of those who lack power. Young men grow tired and become weary. Even strong men stumble and fall, but those who wait for the Lord will receive their new strength. They will lift up their wings and soar like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not become tired. When God's people look to the eternal God, who is all-powerful, nothing compares to him, God's people are renewed in his promises. As we wait for the Lord, we are strengthened in our faith, and he carries us like on eagle's wings, the strong wings of an eagle. Comfort, prepare, and compare. Those are my three things for today on Isaiah chapter 40. May God be with you the rest of today.